3rd, 2014. I'm calling to order the council meeting in the borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson. Dr. Petrola.
Here.
Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would all please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time we'll entertain items from the floor. There being none, authorization to pay bills for goods and services, Mr. Wainwright.
Just authorize the payment of bills for services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee from the General Fund in the amount of $56,586.63 and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $5,212.46 for a total of $61,799.09.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
20% of last month. Yeah, it's a lighter month. Primary expenses were health insurance. Various health insurance.
All right. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to enter into agreement with Consolidated Communication, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to enter into a 12-month agreement with Consolidated Communications for telephone service for the borough. The total monthly charges will be $356.75.
Second.
We'll give that to Doc Wallace there. Questions or comments?
Our current phone service provider, right?
They are. We've been with Consolidated since 2007. We did shop this rate a little bit to see. We talked to Comcast, and Consolidated was still significantly cheaper by about $60 a month.
Were we going with a two-year deal, or what were we doing?
This was for a one-year deal. We could do 12 months, 24 months, or 36 months.
You were right about this for 1 year.
Right. I think we should do the one-year deal. That way you're not tying another council. But also then we can talk to Comcast again maybe in a year and see if they can lower their price.
Any other questions or comments?
The voice keeps getting less and less.
Right.
Data is worth.
Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and motion passes. Motion to secure a tax anticipation note. Mr. Wainwright.
I move to accept First Commonwealth Bank's quote dated October 27, 2014 for the securing of the 2015 tax anticipation note in the amount of $350,000 at an interest rate of 1.45%.
Second. Questions or comments?
That's great.
We can't tack our homes or anything into this, can we?
I love it.
Oh my gosh. We got a pretty competitive rate this year from First Commonwealth.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's a tax exempt rate.
Yeah. You know, I was just saying. Any other questions or comments on that, you know?
Is that enough?
350? Yes.
Okay.
That's what we've gotten the past several years, at least the past 4 years. And it's really just in case. I was obviously very impressed by First Commonwealth's quote. I think they wanted our business after going with another bank for a couple of years, so this is good. There is no pre-penalty payment.
It also speaks to the solvency of the borough.
Right.
That we're not a risk. Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to enter into a memorandum of understanding with the Allegheny Intermediate Unit, Mr. Fuller.
I move to enter into a memorandum of understanding between the Edgewood Borough
Aurora Police Department and the Allegheny Intermediate.
Questions or comments?
The chief told me this is similar to the agreement they had with the school district and responding.
So what is the response of the intermediate?
Yeah, Chief, can you speak to this for us?
Yeah, the intermediate unit is part of the Woodland Hills School District, but in a separate entity up at the school. And I would imagine, as Tim and I talk, they're just as required to have an MOU with us as we do with the Woodland Hills School District. So when I received this, I spoke with Tim. Tim had looked it over. We agreed that it's basically the same one we signed for the Woodland Hills School District.
Questions or comments? Do these memorandums of understanding have any impact on our insurance?
No.
Okay, just asking. All right, any other questions? Ms. Bassini, you call the roll?
Mr. Brett?
Aye.
Dr. Wallace?
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright?
Aye.
Dr. Petrola?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the motion passes. Business meeting, volunteer fire department. Mr. Reynolds, it's good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Please hold your applause to the end. things have been going well. The Halloween hayride was a big success for those of you that were able to make it down there. We ran no fewer than probably 12 rides for the course of 4 hours that we were, actually probably more than that for the 4 hours that we were down there. And appreciated the cooperation with the police. I want to thank the borough for letting us use council chambers for a number of the advanced training classes that we've been having up here. We've been running hazardous materials operations. We'll also be doing rope rescue part one coming up this Thursday as well. And then, of course, as I mentioned in the last meeting, our fire academy begins November, sometime in the middle of November. I can't give you an exact date. We have run, I believe, 45 calls for the month of October. You'll be happy to know that 80% of which were in the borough of Edgewood, and I don't believe I have much else. I'm happy to take any questions.
These calls.
Yes.
Kind of a breakdown. What, 45 calls, were they lockouts or heart attacks or?
No, we've been seeing a lot more so in the fall as things start to cool for some reason. It's probably not even a number that reaches any sort of statistical significance, but we're seeing more medical calls for some reason. I guess that would probably be it. So I don't have a good breakdown. I have no breakdown actually for you other than that.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, so it's necessary. Not I didn't change my code or.
I had a question. Is
yes.
The fire academy here in council chambers?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. If you could get me a date, because we have the budget meeting.
Yeah, our budget.
Oh, meeting. Absolutely. You have weekend budget workshops coming.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We have one scheduled, and that's the 15th.
I will have Mr. Caprio get in contact with you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Anything else?
Anything else, sir? Mr. Reynolds, thank you.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
Yep.
Recreation report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you. Youth soccer concluded last weekend. We had a really successful season this year, so we want to thank all of our volunteer coaches who helped run the league. And we are holding signups for youth basketball. They are due by December 1st, and adult basketball signups are also available.
When is adult basketball going to start? Have you been able to get in touch with anybody?
I have. The facilities manager at the school district is on leave for a while, so it's been a little more difficult to get dates than normal. It has been requested to begin in December, but I have not received confirmation yet on that.
Is that a fixed day of the week, or is it just random?
Oh,
yeah.
Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Good, can I? No.
Everybody's welcome to come in and play.
Now that I'm bionic. No.
That's all I have.
Okay. Water Authority report, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you. The Water Authority met. Much of the discussion concerned health care. They got their new health care rates, which are down 8% for the year, which doesn't make any sense, but then again, just a little comparison. In 2003, the Water Authority paid for a family $879. In 2009, it was $1,694. In 2014, it was $6,034. So that's, you know, continuing to be a major chunk of their budget. And they're still looking to reduce it, but they can't get anybody to quote on it because of the medical history. They're hoping in 2015 and 16, when the rules change and they become more, instead of a single entity, they'll be used in an industry. You know, they're hoping the rates will moderate a little bit.
What's the opt-out? I mean, you can opt out of providing and let government now pay for that, so...
The union wouldn't agree to that under their contract.
But that's a significant savings.
Yeah, I think the GM said for himself and his wife, they would save $2,200 a month or something like that. Mm-hmm. But
that's significant. I mean, that's just, you have to look at that if you're paying $6,000.
I am lucky. I'm also familiar with the level of coverage that they have, but generally speaking, it sounds to me like the employees would be better off just buying it from the ACA.
They would be, except their coverage is good. The problem is that the authority provides it now, and the authority drops it, pays a fine, it would save them money, but they would also like to cover their employees. They cannot pay for their ACA health care directly. They would have to give it to them as a part of a wage, which means every contract from there on in, you know, that would be considered wage, and it would lead to inflated wages.
When you have an opinion that says that you can't pick up the employee. Is the term that the IRS uses.
Yeah, that's what we've been told by the authorities. As board members, we've been told that they cannot pay for it. As such, it would have to be considered.
Anything else with the Water Authority?
One other quick note. In their capital budget, they have plans to do the water line on Arlo and Gordon. But that may or may not happen depending upon whether they get a lot of the CDBG grants. But it is, as of now, it's in the capital budget.
For next year?
Yes.
Okay, that'll be important for us with our street paving, so we'll kind of, thank you. Anything else?
That's it.
All right, any other questions for Mr. Fuller? All right, Planning Commission report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. I have nothing to report.
Council of Governments. I don't have anything from that.
Amanda Settlemyer keeps presenting on the land bank. She presented at the School for the Deaf's commitment to community meeting last week and is in communication with the school districts.
Okay, thank you. First Lister, Mr. Berry.
Thank you, Madam President. I was asked to look at the memorandum and the Edgewood Volunteer Fire Department, and I did so, and I don't see any legal issues with it. If anybody has any questions about it, or specific questions or issues concerning the MOU, I'm glad to address them, but I thought it was adequate and fairly specific.
Okay. So if the solicitor has no comments, then we can... disperse it between all of council for our review. We're waiting to do that until we were sure that there wasn't going to be anything that needed to be, that was significant within the change. So if you could put that in our packets.
Absolutely.
All right.
Secondly, I received directly from the Borough of Engineers a change order number 2 for
2014 right-of-way and sewer improvement project of the borough. We had approved change order number one last meeting 2 weeks ago, and I didn't remember us approving the change order number two.
We did not. You had mentioned before that it was not necessary since it was this was just in about line painting, the change order. So at that point, you had said that you didn't believe that it required a council vote, but we can certainly do that.
I'm not sure that I'm comfortable with the borough manager approving these. I am, is my answer. We did approve change order one with council.
Correct.
And I think normally they are approved by the governing body. I'm not sure what else. The borough manager clearly has the authority to do a lot of different things upon behalf of the borough, but we also still approve it with council, and I think that's good for a change order of this nature because it is financial. And, you know, I think it's better because, you know, I approve it and then we get through that process. So yes, I think it should be.
Okay. We can do that now then.
We could.
That would be, we'll give that to Dr.
Public
Works. Dr. Petrola, if you kind of.
Close by.
I'll save the motion for Dr. Petrola. All right. Sure. Do that right now, or do you want to
do that? Why don't we do that with new business? All right. Anything else? Borough manager report.
Thank you, Madam President. We are busy working on the 2015 budget. General Government Committee had reviewed it at tonight's meeting, and so we will have a copy ready for you guys for our budget meeting, which will be on November 11th at 8 a.m. here in Council Chambers. We have been receiving applications for the part-time receptionist position, and we'll be holding interviews later this month. There seems to be a good bit of interest thus far in that. Planning Commission will meet next Wednesday to review the county's comments. Today was the deadline, so the county should be getting their comments to us this week, and Planning Commission will review and then hopefully have a recommendation for council after their meeting next week. Just a bit of good news, since I normally tell you about homes that are being condemned and in disrepair. We were able to remove one of the condemnation notices on a home on Gordon today, so we're making some progress on that front. We have discussed with general government the transition of bringing payroll in-house. The borough currently uses paychecks to do its payroll servicing, and the financial software package that the borough receives includes a payroll processing system, which our finance administrator has experience using. And so beginning in 2015, we will be bringing payroll in-house that we will be processing, and that'll save us about $5,000 a year. But as part of that, general government has, this could get a little confusing. The borough does payroll in a way that is sort of, so this Friday is a payroll date, and employees will get paid through Friday. So when they turn their timesheet in on Tuesday, they guess the hours that they're gonna work on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we've discussed in General Government Committee changing this because it leads to administrative problems. So we are hoping to do that in January because the employees will receive three paychecks in the month of January, just the way that the calendar falls. So we thought that might be a good time to sort of do the 1 week delay. So I just wanted to make all of council aware of that, that we will be doing that system. Does anybody have any questions about that?
Just,
it's a little hard to describe.
You know, getting paid every other week, you know, time cards go in the week before and then you get paid.
Right.
I mean, you know,
that's how
it is. Actual hours that you work.
Right.
You know, I think that's just good practice. I want to make sure if we're bringing this in-house that there are procedures written out so that there are checks, no pun intended, and balances.
Yes.
Because we are a small staff.
Right.
And even though the bookkeeper is familiar with the program, we'll need a backup?
Yes. Janet and myself will both be trained on the payroll system, and we are going to have a way for the head of the general government committee to approve the payroll list via email each week. Right. So we will have, we're also going to have all of our employees on direct debit, so there will be no need for council to come in and sign checks, because all payrolls will be directly deposited.
That's wonderful.
Which will also save us money, because we don't have to buy payroll checks and save your time. McKay Street, we are in the process of, we're moving forward with that. We are waiting at this point for some equipment for the sanitary sewer catch basins. A manhole was installed in further down on McKay Street by West Swissvale, so that we will have access to the end of the line. The core drillings occurred last week on Friday, so now we know what size beams need to be ordered, and the materials can all be ordered, and we can move forward with that. And I believe that is all I have.
Anything for the borough manager? All right. Thank you.
I do have a question. McKay Street being completed in time for the weather change?
We are hoping, yes. The original date was the end of November, and now it's looking like early December. We should have everything done.
New business, Dr. Petrola.
Speak slowly.
If I may, the motion that we would want to consider would be to approve change order 2 to the 2014 roadway and sewer improvements project with contractor Michael Bacciano Contracting Inc. in the net amount increase of $11,984 for piano key line.
So moved?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you both. Any other new business? We did at last meeting discuss our budget retreat advance November 15th, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. To go to noon-ish, I want to thank the borough manager and the administrative staff for their hard work, and also for general government for overseeing the process. And we will have refreshments and plenty of coffee. So please put that on your calendars. Is there any other new business? Is there any reason for an executive session?
A short one, yes.
A short executive session, and the reason for the executive session is?
Potential litigation.
Potential litigation. All right. At this time, then, it's 7:59. We're going to go into executive session. Will there be, may there be action?
Possibly.
There may or may not be action. All right.